Hello, everyone, and welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Buddy Pearson, and on this podcast, Education Matters. Well, spring break is over, and we are entering the testing season. And for that, we bring in our testing expert, Jason Stickler, who is the data and testing supervisor for Putnam County Schools. And Jason, welcome to Local Matters.
Hey, buddy. Thank you for having me.
Testing season. What does that mean, testing season? It's not like sinus season or hunting season. It's testing season.
Very busy time, but an encouraging time as well. You know, this is a great opportunity for our kids in the Putnam County school system to show us what they've learned throughout the year.
Yeah.
You know, so very busy for us, very busy for our principals and our teachers, but an exciting time as well. So
and
I'm looking forward to it.
So obviously the first thing that would be on the testing agenda is the big test for high school juniors and some seniors, and that's the ACT test.
That's right. Yeah, we start ACT March 26th.
Wow.
And it's going to be a little bit different this year as far as the date. So we're actually going to be testing March 26th through the 29th and then April 1st through the 5th. So we have two little mini windows that we can test students. Now, that's your major windows.
Right.
And each high school can just make sure they get the students tested within one of those days.
So I say I'm a junior at Cookeville High School, and there's going to be like a designated day between during one of those windows that but I'm not going to be tested every day during that window.
You could be.
Okay.
It's all dependent upon the school schedule.
Okay.
So, you know, Cookeville may decide to test on the 27th.
Uh-huh.
Monterey may test on the 28th.
Gotcha.
You know, they just have a lot of flexibility, which is an advantage of this new assessment method that the state has rolled out for districts. You know, an advantage of having the two-week split on that window, it gives us a chance to make sure that we test everybody in the district who needs that ACT score to graduate and need it to report to college and universities. You know, one thing that I think about is, you know, even though one school that's, for example, maybe testing on the 27th, if I'm absent, you know, as an 11th grader, man, I need that ACT score.
Right.
I can just work it out with my school to come in the next week or the next day. As long as I test on one of those days, then I'm good to go with my ACT score.
Now, I'm sure it has changed over the years. I took the ACT 39 years ago, so I'm sure it's probably changed just a little. And I know there's more resources because back in the day, it was just you might have had like a pamphlet that you looked over that, you know, the school handed out, and me and my buddy would cram, you know, of course, like the night before, like you do any other test.
Yeah.
But now there's so many resources for ACT testing now.
And we've been preparing for this all year.
Yeah.
You know, within our schools. We have a great program. It's called CERT. It's the College Equipped Readiness Tool. And basically what it is, it's an online practice ACT platform, which allows our students to go on and take kind of like mock ACT exams, gives them instructional pathways, some additional work that they can do to prepare for the ACT. It'll score it similar to the ACT, so it's kind of aligned with ACT. But in addition to that, you know, just all the resources available online as well. You know, one website that we've been trying to push out through Mr. King's weekly wrap-up and through our principals is ACT.org.
Yeah.
You know, I want to encourage all of our families who are taking the ACT this year to make sure they log on to ACT.org. At that website, they're going to be able to find information for test takers, testimonial videos from students who have taken the ACT before, like how to prepare. There's options, of course, to purchase additional things as well, but a lot of free items as well there.
Right.
And then not only that, but how to prepare for the actual ACT is going to be given in the school. So what is it going to look like?
Yeah.
They're going to be taken online, which is a big change.
Right.
That just started last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just the second year for that.
That's right. And last year, great success switching to online assessment and several benefits with that. But going on to ACT.org, it'll allow students to get an idea of what that online test looks like.
Okay.
There's even an at-home practice ACT exam.
You're kidding.
That kind of mimics what they're going to be doing within the school.
Yeah.
Using the same platform they're going to be using in the classroom, which is great. So we encourage all the resources that are out there. You know, one thing now is just don't wait to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, want our students, our families logging on, finding these resources and being prepared when they go in the test.
You know, I've heard parents say, why does my kid have to take the ACT?
Yeah.
Why? Why do they have to?
Multiple benefits. It is a graduation requirement.
Yeah.
They have to take the ACT. But if you're looking for that college university pathway, mm-hmm. once you graduate high school, you know, colleges, they use ACT scores to place you in the right classes
mm-hmm.
At the right level. It could allow students not to take remedial courses, so it may advance them out to that credit classwork that they would need for their college university work, and then money. You know, scholarships,
You
know, better new scholarships available dependent upon their performance on the ACT. So just tons of benefits, you know, outside of just the graduation, you know, piece, what this could mean for a student in the future looking for a college career, you know.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was also ACT testing back in the fall.
There was, yes.
Okay.
A senior retake.
Okay.
So students who needed to take the assessment again.
Gotcha.
They could do that for free with us. So within Putnam County School System, students have two opportunities to take it for free with us. You know, in fact, if there is, during both test administrations, the 11th grade assessment and also the senior retake that we do in the fall, if there's a student out there who has not had an opportunity to take their two free ACT exams with us, they can do that during those assessment windows.
Yeah. And if you're a junior and you take it in the upcoming spring, which is just a few weeks away, mm-hmm. and maybe you think that you can do better, then you'll come back in the next fall as a senior and can take it again.
Yeah, usually October,
around
October, come back and do that senior retake and get the better of the two scores.
Yeah. When we talk about ACT scores, as far as the county goes, do we know, you know, kind of where we are as a county, where our mean, you know, ACT score is, how we rank, that kind of thing?
Sure. We usually average around 19.5.
Okay.
And I will say this is a positive problem. We are increasing year to year, and our goal is 21. You know, minimum goal 21 across the board. We want to be at a 21. We're at about a 19.5 now. Last year had a little bit of a bump, went from about 19.2 to 19.5.
Okay.
So we are seeing some good work by our schools. But definitely want to keep pushing forward to make sure we get that 21 for our county.
Yeah. And do you think scores are higher now than they were, say, you know, 30 years ago? I mean, because there's more resources, because there's more opportunity to study, and kids, students maybe know exactly what it is now and what they can expect on it, that scores as an average continue to rise?
You know, I think traditionally in Putnam, we have traditionally stayed around that 19 and 20. Did take a little bit of a dip a few years ago with COVID. When COVID came in, we did dip a little bit. But what we're seeing now is our trend line shooting upward now. So I am extremely encouraged that and hopeful that we're going to see another increase this year to put us closer to 21.
And what's the perfect score on the ACT?
36.
36 mm-hmm. is a perfect score. And we've had students in Putnam County record perfect scores.
Yes.
That's crazy. A 36 on the ACT. How do you get a perfect score? That's amazing.
It is. And a lot of opportunity for those students as well. You know, as mentioned before, a scholarship opportunity, helping pay for that college and also getting those good college credits in their pocket, ready to go.
Man, I made a 22, and I got a scholarship for that back in the day, and I thought that was awesome. And now here it is, 36.
Yeah.
Kids are making 36. That's crazy. Yeah. So ACT, we've got that coming up. So then what's the next test that Putnam County students will be taking?
When we move out from ACT, we're going to be moving into our TCAP season, TCAP and EOCs. We start TCAPing in second grade,
mm-hmm.
and we go all the way up through the EOCs, could be around 11th grade.
And when you say EOCs?
End of course assessments for our high schools, tied to the courses that students are scheduled in. So, you know, that could be English 1, English 2, your math courses, Algebra 1, Algebra 2,
right.
Biology, U.S. History, But all that's dependent on the student's schedule. So if a student is scheduled in an EOC class, so let's say they are scheduled, they're taking Algebra 1, then they will be required to take that EOC coming up here next month.
Yeah. So TCAPs start in the second grade and go up through 10th grade?
10th or 11th, usually around 11th. Again, you know, that high school, once we get into that high school kind of arena, it all depends on what course a student is taking. So if they're scheduled for an EOC course and they have to take that test.
And then I go back to, you know, my son makes all A's. Why does he have to take the TCAP?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a requirement for graduation and for district accountability. So, you know, by law, even though it's EOC and of course test, it still falls under that that Tennessee assessment umbrella. Mm-hmm. So required by law.
Yeah.
And then it does get averaged into the student's grade at the end of the year as well.
And when you talk about TCAP scores, like the ACT, where you have 36, it's a perfect score. You can kind of tell. What's a good TCAP score?
What we look for on TCAP is designation. So did they meet, exceed? Did they meet expectations? Did they exceed expectations? Or did they fall below those expectations? And basically passing usually around a 360, a 365-ish is usually that meets expectations category.
Yeah. Definitely want to talk more about that. We're talking with Jason Stickler, who is the Data and Testing Supervisor of Putnam County Schools. I'm Buddy Pearson, and you're listening to Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, this is Local Matters with the folks on education. I'm Buddy Pearson, and we're talking with Jason Stickler, who is the Data and Testing Supervisor for Putnam County Schools. As we get into testing season, we certainly want to talk about all those numbers and all those tests. We want to get back to that. But first, we want to talk about Jason Stickler, the dude, the guy. How does one become the data and testing supervisor at Putnam County Schools?
Mr. Corbin King says.
Yeah.
I had applied for the position. I started back, came to Putnam, back to Putnam County around 2018.
Okay.
And started as in the district as RTI coordinator. So working with students who were having difficulty in reading and math. So closing some skill gaps, making sure that we are preparing students to do the work that is required of them in their classroom.
Yeah.
That was just a joy. You know, again, just to be able to see students succeed at that level and give them hope that they can do what needs to be done in their classroom is just a blessing. And then we went into COVID.
Right.
So COVID impacted districts across not only just the state, but you know, nationally, worldwide as well. But what it ended up happening is we know that COVID impacted the educational environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of districts closing down.
Right.
A lot of research was given to us about, you know, students. You know, think about students who were in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those early grade levels missing school, going through this unprecedented time period, you know, in their life, missing those basic foundational skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we're talking, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, and then we get back to rolling back into regular normalcy in education.
Right.
But we have those foundational years of you know, again, just for example, those younger students who did not really get the full benefit of academics.
Yeah.
So what the federal government had done, it allowed states to allocate federal funds to districts to not only help prevent the spread of COVID in the beginning. I'm going to talk about ESSER funding here.
Okay.
After I was an RTI coordinator, I'd transitioned into an ESSER supervisor role. So kind of facilitating the process of the funds and are we utilizing the funds for the best of our students in the district?
Right.
You know, started out with ESSER 1, which was preventing the spread of COVID. So, you know, we were able to purchase a lot of cleaning supplies, personal protective equipment, you know, things like that. But as we moved from more of preventative, a lot of funds started coming in to close that academic gap that I was talking about earlier.
Right.
So then we moved from ESSER 1 to ESSER 2 into ESSER 3. ESSER 3, Putnam County received over $20 million to address academic learning loss.
Yeah.
You know, we saw students who were falling back in math because we know that math builds on itself year to year to year.
Right.
Then in that reading as well, you know, catching students up in reading in English. And so I was able to serve in that capacity as ESSER supervisor. And then last year transitioned into the data and testing role as a supervisor in Putnam County.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Putnam County.
Okay.
I was actually born in Miami, but moved here early childhood and went to Northeast Elementary.
Yeah.
I was on the safety patrol over there. That was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then went to the, what was the old middle school, junior high, Cookeville Junior High.
Right.
Over by Tech. And then was a proud graduate of Cookeville High in 95.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I grew up here. Went to Tech for a little while and then transitioned, transferred down to Georgia, work-related. I was working while I was going to school and went down to Georgia and met my beautiful wife there. And we spent some time there and had a beautiful baby boy. And when he was about three, we decided that we wanted to come back home, or you know, what I would consider home. And so we transitioned back here and was blessed to be picked up by Putnam County.
Nice. And now where does he go to school?
He goes over at Prescott.
Okay.
Prescott Elementary.
Yeah.
Great school. He's loving every minute of it.
Yeah. Baseball player.
It plays a little baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little baseball.
Does a little fishing.
I'm trying to get him to do a little fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He enjoys it.
Did you guys have a good spring break?
We did. We did. We stayed around here, you know, tried to do some things here locally.
Yeah.
But no, had a good time. Yeah.
So getting back to talking about testing, which to me is, I mean, you do an outstanding job because you're always updating us on what the standards are, what the state tells us, and I guess that would probably be challenging to see what kind of standards the state sets, because then that kind of affects everything else. It kind of explain how that works. I mean, so the state says TCAP, there's got to be a score or you're going to be, you know, the different levels. And I guess that's where, you know, as a parent, you know, how do I know that my student, you know, is good, or that we're going to have to go to summer school, or
sure,
that there's some things like that.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of this, there is at the Tennessee Department of Education, there is an assessment division.
Yeah.
And I work primarily with that department.
Right.
So they will facilitate information down to the DTCs, District Testing Coordinators.
Okay.
So, underneath my title, I would serve in that capacity as a DTC.
Gotcha.
And then from my role, every building has a BTC, which is a building testing coordinator.
Okay.
So that is the team that I primarily work with,
yeah.
our building testing coordinators and our principals as well. So that's how kind of the information flows down
yeah.
and out, and then from there out to the community and, you know, district admin, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be taking the TCAP starting April 15th,
mm-hmm.
all right, for all grades. We start there. English will be given first. Because the state, we need time to get those graded mm-hmm. and those scores back. We usually get, and there's kind of multiple components with this, because we also have the third grade
mm-hmm.
Promotion retention that, which those scores are given back to us a little bit differently than all the other scores. But let's just talk traditionally here.
Yeah.
You know, so other scores, usually over the summer. Beginning of June, going into July, we'll start getting student scores, and we can look at those student scores and then start looking at predicting how schools have performed. But a lot of that information is embargoed. We're not really allowed to publish that information because there are some appeals that we can go through.
Mm-hmm.
And really analyze that data and look, no, this is not a valid score. This is a, you know, this or that. And so we can kind of challenge a little bit from a school and district perspective. So once we get through the appeal process, then we can come back and publicly announce those scores
yeah.
to the community.
Well, I know we want to talk more about TCAP. We also want to talk about reward schools, which is something that's great because Putnam County was recognized with several reward schools, too. So we're going to get to that. First, take a little break. We're talking with Jason Stickler, who is the data and testing supervisor for Putnam County Schools. I'm Buddy Pearson, and you're listening to Local Matters. And this is Local Matters with a focus on education. I'm Buddy Pearson. We're talking with Jason Stickler, who is the data and testing supervisor for Putnam County Schools. And, of course, TCAP, when I think of testing, we talk about ACT if you're a high school junior. But TCAP is the one test that it seems like invokes a lot of debate, a lot of talk among students, among parents, among educators, because there's that third grade retention law that was put into effect. And last year, I guess, was the first year we really went through it. And what do you think we've learned in a year's time regarding that third grade retention law?
I think we're a little more comfortable with it now. There are still some changes that we're going through. You know, just for example, you know, last week, March 12th, mm-hmm. There was an updated infographic that was released out publicly through the state of Tennessee, which explains the promotion and retention kind of like a flow chart,
yeah.
Which tells us how a student would move from third to fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about scores earlier and how
yeah.
parents would get those scores. This is one that when we talk about that third and fourth grade TCAP area, this bucket of these scores,
right.
we hope to get those a little earlier. So regular
yeah.
scores come back over the summer, district
right.
school scores beginning of next year. But our third and fourth graders, we really hope to get those scores and start to be able to notify parents of what their options are going to be. Hopefully toward the end of May, because we start summer school beginning of June.
Exactly.
You know, so
yeah.
we want to make sure that we let parents know kind of what's happening there.
And I've got a grandson who's in third grade at Capshaw, and he's a smart young man. And so I don't think that, you know, him passing his TCAP is going to be, you know, that big of a deal. But walk us through what happens if, you know, all of a sudden it's not where it should be. Then,
sure.
Then what?
Yeah. So what we're going to be looking for automatic promotion to fourth grade, going to be students who meet or exceed on TCAP at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Raw score, like I mentioned earlier, that's around 360, 365.
Mm-hmm.
But really looking for that descriptor, met or exceeded
yeah.
on TCAP. Students who are scoring approaching or below standards, that's where we have to have a promotion pathway plan
okay.
for them. Okay. So for third grade students who score approaching, so it's the end of the year,
yeah.
I get a call or I get information that says that my student has scored approaching on the third grade TCAP. We have there's some appeal options.
Okay.
Right? So parents can appeal that result. And that appeal can be one of two things, either appealing because of a catastrophic event that prevented the student to perform appropriately on TCAP, or if a student scored at the 40th percentile on the Tennessee-approved reading screener, which is Ames Web for our third-grade students, but then they could be promoted if their appeal is granted, but they would receive tutoring during fourth grade. We can't. There's also a retake.
Yeah.
Right. So if we don't pass or we don't meet that expectation, students can retake the assessment on May 22nd.
Okay.
So we give them a retake May 22nd.
So you're going to know ahead of time, you know, and they're going to have a little time there from the time you get the score back to the retake time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have a summer school option as well. So students can go to summer school, make some adequate growth there, and then there's some promotion pathways that would involve tutoring for during fourth grade. But different pathways for approaching. Now, if a student scores below, they can take the retest, and if they score proficient on the retest, then they could be promoted to the fourth grade.
Okay.
And then for summer school, if a parent chooses to do summer school option, we'd be looking for 90% attendance at summer school.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you are a parent looking to go to summer school, we're going to be releasing that information soon.
Yeah.
For students to for parents to register.
Right.
For that, if they fall under one of these categories, you know, be looking for 90% attendance. Looking to summer school to do about 18 days, beginning of June.
Okay.
A little bit of a timeline there.
Now, it seems interesting that the students last year who went through summer school and who went through tutoring, they're in fourth grade now.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been some, you know, kind of question as what's it going to take for them to go from fourth grade to fifth grade?
Sure. So last year, if they were a third grader that went through a pathway to get to fourth grade.
Right.
And in that pathway, they were required to do tutoring for the year.
Right.
Then they have to show growth on their fourth grade TCAP this year to be promoted to fifth grade. And so what the state is going to do is they're going to look at their what is traditionally provided for growth for students of similar characteristics.
Right.
And if that student meets a growth target in off of their fourth grade ELA TCAP, then they can move to fifth grade.
Do you think this was kind of a surprise a little bit because or maybe the state didn't make it clear that, once you make it past third grade, everything's good and you don't have to worry about it anymore? Or do you think there's always been this, you've got to show progress, you've got to show improvement in the fourth grade? Or even though you were promoted from third grade to fourth grade, I'm going to hold you back in the fourth grade because you didn't show adequate growth on the TCAP in the fourth grade.
Well, I think the mindset has always been, and this law has been around since 2016.
Yeah.
So we have just now started implementing it across the state of Tennessee.
Gotcha.
The fourth grade adequate growth piece, where students have to beat their predicted growth target.
Yeah.
That's kind of new to us. That's new. And that it's kind of ever changing.
Yeah.
I mean, even back in February, we had some changes come down from the state board that we've been looking at. So that piece is new.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the whole mindset of really wanting students to read successfully by the time at the end of third grade, it has always kind of been a goal for us.
Yeah.
You know, students move, they transition from those beginning basic reading skills, you know, letter sound, relationships, fluency, vocabulary, into more comprehension, reading independently and fluently. We really want all those closed up and ready to go for before they move on to fourth grade because that content keeps getting harder.
Right.
You know, so.
And I know Putnam County Schools has done a great job. Had a kind of a town hall meeting, and then had put out a video about the fourth grade and that kind of thing. What's kind of been the feedback, or what's been some of the I guess response to the potential of being held back in the fourth grade?
I think just what you said earlier. You know that let's not make it a surprise.
Yeah.
And then what are my options?
Yeah.
you know, and I think that is what we are now just trying to get a handle on.
Yeah.
Even us at central office,
right.
you know, the promotion pathway that I was talking about earlier with the appeal with the 40th percentile, that was new to us just last week. So,
okay.
You know, new things are coming out. So as we get the information, you know, kind of our core commitment to the community and our stakeholders is that we're going to try to push this information out the best we can. And as quickly as we can,
yeah.
So that students and parents are not surprised
right.
at the end of the year. So that's our goal,
yeah.
You know, to be as transparent as possible and get the information out there quick so that plans can be made,
yes.
And just kind of alleviate some of that stress of the unknown. And that's really our goal.
Yeah. You know? Switching gears a little bit, reward schools.
Yeah.
Man, how exciting was it? I think we've got the most reward schools we've ever had in Putnam County.
Unbelievable. We had six.
Wow.
We had six schools, and there were only 400 schools across Tennessee that yeah. received this status, and we had six of them. So, you know, shout out to All Good Middle School, Berks, Capshaw Elementary, Cornerstone, and both Prescott. Prescott Middle and then Sycamore. So All Good Middle, Berks, Capshaw Elementary, Cornerstone, Prescott Middle, and Sycamore.
Yeah.
Those six schools were designated as reward schools for the 22-23 school year, which is a great accomplishment. I mean, that lets us know that they made improvements in holding strong with attendance.
Right.
Ready graduate information, English language learner proficiency growth, TCAP achievement growth. Just doing an awesome job. So hats off to the administration and their teachers.
And that comes in every year. That's something that we look at every year.
We look for reward designation every year.
Okay.
But like I said, this year was really, really a year to celebrate because of the number that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six reward schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got a couple of minutes left. If you're looking at testing and you know, I'm a parent and I'm like, man, my kid is just tested over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
As the testing and data supervisor for Putnam County Schools, how important is the testing and the data when it comes to just everything that there is out there to do with education?
Yeah. It's very important, but you know, I would caution parents not to look at each assessment as just an additional assessment. Everything
okay.
is really kind of designed to work together.
Yeah,
you know,
good point. And
with the ultimate goal of showing that knowledge at the end of the year on TCAP. You know, so you know, we have a lot of testing in the district. You have classroom assessments, you have quizzes, you have our screeners that we give. Mm-hmm. Benchmark assessments, but really those just tell us where we need to modify and adjust instruction to get students to be able to perform well at the end of the year. You know, that's the end game there,
yeah.
is that test at the end of the year. Everything else just kind of works together and helps us know where we can support students the most and the most effectively throughout the year.
Yeah. What helps you with your job? What helps you collect the data?
My team.
Yeah.
You know, we have an amazing team. I mentioned the BTCs earlier. Most of them serve in an assistant principal role. And just to take a moment to express my gratitude to my team and for the wonderful job that they do. And cannot leave here today without just thanking our teachers. Man, what a job they do. You know, we are forever grateful for what they do for our community, for our kids. It's a tough job.
Yeah.
You know, and we thank them so much for what they do and helping us get our kids prepared for the assessments.
Well, that's all the time we got for this week on Local Matters. I'd like to thank our guest, Jason Stickler, the data and testing supervisor for Putnam County Schools. Jason, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week and God bless.